I'm recording.
Okay. Are we saying anything about the characters and stuff?
We can say something about the characters. So, in the last session, or our first session,
our first ever session,
what happened was that Juliana has a character called, actually introduce it.
Yeah, Laurelin Woodshart.
And Laurelin Woodshart is a...
rogue... halfling.
It's a halfling. So, pretty much a hobbit, as far as I can tell, is that a halfling
something
is.
Like that.
And for various reasons, you've left your country home... Oh, I shouldn't fiddle with a pen. You've left your home in the country, which is a like a manor home, because you're sort of like...
I'm a young noble.
I think you've got some more stuff on this next sheet here as well.
Yeah.
So, there's some bits and pieces. And you want to head out, you want to prove yourself, you want to become...
I have to prove myself for my family, and I want to become, you know...
So, what happened was that Laurelin Woodshart went to Sapphire Battleheart's Dungeoneering Academy, magical insurance included, and met up with an ex-soldier called Crutlin Carter, who has been in the... who was in the army for 10 years, and he retired... Oh, was it 10 years? He retired after 10 years, having never seen any action. But he had a job. He was a quartermaster in the army and never saw any action. Other people were fighting, but he was pretty good with the supplies. That's his pretty good proficiency. And now he has different things that mean a lot to him, but really he wants to go home, and his brother was injured in the war, and now he is the one who has to provide for his family. So he is learning to be an adventurer at Sapphire Battleheart's Engineering Academy, with magical insurance, health insurance included, and that's where Crutlin Carter and Laurelin Woodshart met up, and they went on a little adventure inside the academy. And they fought a... Learned something about adventuring. Don't want to give too much away. It's not really important. So, let's set the scene. Scene number one. You are back in what was called the Ogre Pit, which is at the end of the maze.
Right.
And if you remember rightly, there is a Sapphire Battleheart, one of the things that he uses to train people in battling and dungeoneering and fighting, is he has got a magical bear puppet. It's a marionette puppet, which is the size of a massive bear. And he's up in a gantry above it, and he's using these sort of just like a normal-sized marionette's controls.
Yeah.
But the cables that go down to it, the wires that go down to the different parts of the bear, to the head of the bear, and the arms of the bear, and the feet of the bear, they start off really thin. You can hardly see them. They get a bit thicker and thicker and thicker until they're like unbreakable steel cables. So that... is what you are fighting. You are once again fighting, just as a training exercise, you are fighting the bear.
Okay.
Sapphire Battleheart is on the gantry controlling the bear, and it's up to Crutlin and Laurelin to defeat the marionette bear. So let's just get straight into it. He's like, and attack! And it's up to you guys to attack the bear again. You know, this is just a training exercise.
I noticed just how much I forgot about this again.
You forgot everything again, have you?
Yeah. Hey, Crutlin.
Yes.
What should we do?
We should. And Crutlin goes, I don't know. Remember, Crutlin is a little bit stupid. The point is, because I'm playing Crutlin and I'm DMing, I don't want to be too much in control. That's why his wisdom is and charisma is kind of low. So it all depends on you. It's your... what's your wisdom? You're like pretty wisdom, and charisma is 15.
Yay.
Turns out you're the one who has to be in control. You can't always ask me, the DM, what to do. That's
okay.
Why this guy is an idiot. So you have to take control here. But...
sure.
Sapphire Battleheart shouts down from the gantry, attack! In other words, he's saying, let's roll for initiative. So,
all right.
You make a roll and I'll make two rolls.
Which dice do I roll?
D20, and we'll write down...
D20.
What did you get?
17.
You got a 17. Hey, that's pretty good. He gets a 14. And I'll also roll for the bear, 12. Okay, so it turns out that is the order. So we go Laurelin, then we
go
Crutlin, and then we go the marionette bear.
Right.
So what are you going to do? So the bear can attack you because there's a gantry above, and he can come up close to you.
Yeah.
He can move it up to it. But he's around about, you know, 5 or 6 meters away from you, and you're standing next to Crutlin, just kind of the entrance to the ogre pit.
Okay,
sort of like that step down. You just step down into the ogre pit,
sure,
and here we go.
I'm gonna shoot him with a short bow.
All right, what is that? What does it say here? You get a plus five. So roll the...
D6, it says here. 1d6 plus 3p.
No, that's the damage. You've got to roll a d20 and then plus 5, and that's good. I'm going to see if that can kill the bear, okay?
17.
Plus 5, yeah, that hits the bear. Okay, now you roll for damage.
1d6 plus 3p.
Okay.
1d6, 3 plus 3 is 6.
Okay. So that hurts the bear quite a little bit. Of course, it's a magical bear. it hurts the bear a bit, okay.
Yay.
So that goes down to... what did you say? How many damage?
6.
6, okay. Not bad at all. I just realised I'm using a pen, and before I was using a pencil on this bit of paper.
Oh, but it doesn't matter.
No, it's just a little bit of paper. Don't worry about it. Next up, it is Crutlin. So Crutlin is going to rush in, because why not? You haven't told him anything differently. You went first, and he's like, "All right, I'm going in," because at the start I said you have to guide him. So he just runs in with his longsword, and he's going to roll his longsword plus 5, and he misses.
No!
And he misses, and he doesn't only miss, he misses so badly. No, he got a 7, because it's plus 5 there. So he got a 7, he misses so badly. He like swooshes round, and because he misses so bad, and he comes up to the bear will actually get an extra attack against him. He will get an opportunity attack. Look, he had a pike that he could have thrown and he had, at a distance, and he had a javelin that he could have stabbed, but he was pretty much relying on you to help out what he could have done, and he just run straight in.
We could have done...
You could have told him what to do. Like I said, you have to take a... You have to take a little bit of initiative. You were the first one.
Right?
You need to talk to him.
That was a lesson I should have
This is literally why he died in the last attack. Okay. So now it is the bear's attack. And the bear rolls a 6. Actually, the bear misses his first one, but that was just the opportunity attack. And he's going to go once more. So that's 10 plus 6. And that does hit. The second one does hit. And what does he do? That is a claw. So that's 2d4 plus 2 slashing damage. So let's roll 2d4. 2d4. 1, 3 plus... What did I say?
4.
2d4 plus 7. So that's 7 damage to Crutlin. Okay, pass me over the pencil.
Mm.
Wow, he is really hurt already. So he is down to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So next up, one more time, is Laurelin. What are you going to do?
Hey, Crutlin. Let's come up with a plan against the bear.
Okay, against the bear. What is going to happen? What are you going to do against the bear? He's already, like, at the bear, missed his first shot, has been slashed with his first shot. He's now standing in front of you, between you and the bear, okay? Oh. So he's between you. So if you use your short bow again, you can do it, but
I probably miss.
No, it's not that you might miss him. We'll give you disadvantage. You get 2 rolls.
Because he's in front.
We'll give you the lowest one of those rolls.
Hey, Crutlin, maybe I can just climb on top of your shoulder so we are bigger together?
All right. Tell me how this works. So you're going to, run, and you're going to climb up on top of him?
I have really good acrobatics skills.
Let's do this. So let's say if you're going to climb on top of his shoulders, so you run over to him, 5 or 6 meters, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're going to, jump. You're going to take a jump. You're going to put your foot on his back.
Yeah,
and then you're going to jump up, and you're standing up onto his shoulders. And from there, I will give you, it's an acrobatics check. So let's do an acrobatics check to see if you can do that one.
Plus 5.
Okay, so roll a d20.
D20.
Let me bring up my, okay, 1 second.
19.
Okay, yeah, you do that. You land on his shoulders, so you're now kind of onto his shoulders, and he's like, "Oh!" because you grabbed hold of his on the top of his head. And what have you got? How are you going to attack this bear from above? You're going to attack him from above with what? What have you got there?
I have a short sword, a dagger, and a short bow.
Okay, well, at this distance, the dagger won't reach because you're kind of up above the bear.
Yeah.
The short bow, you've already put that away. Attack him from above with the short sword. Go.
Okay, so that is now... So, 19.
Versus... natural. Yes, okay, so that hits as well. Okay, and now roll the damage. So what is it?
1d6 plus 3.
1d6 plus 3.
two, five.
Can you put this here so I can just see
yeah.
it? Okay. So you put another five of damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, it is Crutlin's turn.
Mm.
Okay, now Crutlin had out his sword before. He doesn't have to run into it this time. So he's just going to do his normal attack. What does he do? Yes, it's a plus five to attack.
Doesn't he also have armor?
He does have armor, but that doesn't help him when he's attacking a bear. It only helps him when he's not attacking a bear. So I'm going to roll a d20. 80. Yes, this hits. He hits the bear, and he hits the bear for... longsword, 1d8 plus 3. And he hits it for... The bear is...
Defeated!
Yay. And so Shafire calls down from above, "That's very good, very good. You actually..." Well, it wasn't very good. And he throws down a little vial. And you know what happens when he throws down a little vial. It's a little bottle.
Yeah.
And you snatch it out of the air and you pass it down to Crutlin, and
yes.
Crutlin goes, "Gulp, gulp, 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 gulp. Magical insurance included at Shafire Battlehearts Dungeoneering Academy," and he regains his health points again because so he shouldn't be like... So Shafire jumped down and says, "I think we've all learned a lesson today. Crutlin, don't just rush in that way, because what happens?" And Crutlin goes, she couldn't use her bow and arrow anymore because I was standing between her and the bear." And he's like, "Yes, very good." And he turns to Laurelin and says, "Laurelin, what did we learn?"
"We need to talk to each other."
"Not just that, you kind of just need to tell Crutlin, you just need to tell Crutlin what to do." Crutlin's like, "Hey, no, you can't just tell me what to do. I can think for myself."
"What's this accent you're putting?"
"I can't remember the voice from last time. That's Crutlin. Crutlin just talks a bit like this, though."
Okay.
At that moment, the story really kicks off into gear.
Oh.
What happens is a small boy runs up from the forest behind the ogre pit and says, Shafa, Battleheart, oh, it's some really bad news." And Shafa's like, "What?"
Oh.
He says, "There's an old student of yours called..." Let me just look it up. Melanin Fotheron. And Shafire says, Crutlin says, "Oh, I know the Fotherons. They're from Cuddleston Hall." And he's like, "Yeah, the Fotheruns are from Cuddleston Hall." And Shafire says, "Oh, you're Wintery, the page boy, Melanin's page boy." And Wintery says, Yes, I am the page boy. I am his page boy. That's right. Now, the second son of Lord Fotheron, Melanin, he went up into the old mine with Algric the dwarf and Bruno the giant. The giant couldn't fit inside, but Algric went in with him, and Shafire's like, "But nothing's up at the old mine." And then Wintry says, "No, but they heard that there was a new passageway found deep inside the mine, deep inside the old mine on the hill there, on the top
and
of the
they
hill.
Got lost.
They didn't get lost. They fell into a chasm, and we heard that down below the laughter of some goblins and the laughter of some orcs. Ah, and I ran back out to Bruno the giant, and Bruno told me, go down into town and get Shafire, tell what's happened. And so that's it, now I'm down here. What should we do? And Shafire says, "What an idiot. I told Melamin is his name. I told Melanim not to do anything stupid."
What?
"No, I want you to join in with this."
"Oh, what am I going to say?"
"Like, ask what's going on.
Can we help you?"
"You want to help?" says Shafire. "Okay, well, Melanim, he's a former student of mine. I would say he's a former graduate of mine, but he never graduated."
"What?"
He never graduated from Shafire Battleheart. "No, he didn't pass. I actually had to exclude him."
We had to
kind of like ask him to leave because he wasn't turning up on time. He had all the money. He thought, "Well, I'll just keep paying over and over." And he thought if he just kept on paying me enough money, I would pass him. But it doesn't work that way. You have to pass the tests.
Yes.
You have to pass the tests.
Yeah, of course.
So, what do you think? Are you going to help out? You said you wanted to help out. Do you want to come up?
Hey, Crutlin, are you going to help out?
Crutlin says, "Go help out with what?"
"Help finding the guys, the people that fell into the..."
"Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening very well." "Oh, yeah, I'll come along. Whatever you want, I'll come along." "What do we need?"
Do we need? Chef Fire, do you have your magic potions and stuff?
Magic potions. Well, here's the thing. The magic potions, they work, but they only work... how do I put this? The magical insurance is included inside the Dungeoneering School.
Oh, no.
But if we leave the Dungeoneering School... I mean, I have spells for healing, but yeah, they're just normal spells because, you know, it doesn't... You know, the potions, they work within the walls. This is a magical place. The Dungeoneering School is a magical place.
Okay.
So if we go there, I can help heal and we can rest and things along the way, but it's not guaranteed that I can't just throw you a vial and you top your health up back to full health points.
Okay.
I'm mixing the game, metagame and the talking.
Hey, Sheffer, where is the... And... No, what's the... What's
the what?
Your other companion, the ant.
Oh, Derek. The bugbear.
Bugbear.
Not an ant bear. Derek the bugbear. No, he's not at work today. He's got family time. He's taking some time off and things like that. You know, he was only over. He was just at the end of that previous our previous training session. He just came over to help out and to create just a big sense of danger at the end of that mini story arc that we had there
played out.
He doesn't work here full time. I just pay him like he's gig economy. You know how it works out.
Sure.
So
What else can I ask? I have no idea.
We're going somewhere, says Crutlin. What do we need? I've got all the supplies. And Shafir says, don't worry, it's literally just at the top of this hill. You see this path of the castle walls that go up the side of the hill there?
Mm.
We just go up past that and we go, there's a cave entrance which looks like a dragon eye. Inside that cave entrance is actually a mine, and I think that's the mine that you're talking about. Isn't that right, Wintery? And Wintery, the page boy, says, yeah, it is. And so Shafi says, Wintery, run back to Cuddleston Hall. Run over to Cuddleston Hall and tell the First Lord, Fotherin? I can't remember. I read it now. I can't read my own writing. We're going to have to turn the lights on here because the sun's going down over out the window there. Fotherin, tell the Lord Fotherin that Shafi Battleheart is going up there with his... You have to pass the tests.
Yes.
You have to pass the tests.
Yeah, of course.
So... what do you think? Are you going to help out? You said you wanted to help out. Do you want to come up?
Hey, Crutlin, are we going to help out?
Crutlin says, go help out with what?
Help finding the guys, the people that fell into the...
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening very well. yeah, I'll come along. Whatever you want, I'll come along. What do we need?
What do we need? Chef Fire, do you have your magic potions and stuff?
Magic potions. Well, here's the thing. The magic potions, they work, but they only work... how do I put this? The magical insurance is included inside the Dungeoneering School.
Oh, no.
But if we leave the Dungeoneering School... I mean, I have spells for healing, but yeah, they're just normal spells because, you know, it doesn't, you know, the potions, they work within the walls. This is a magical place. The Dungeoneering School is a magical place.
Okay.
So if we go there, I can help heal and we can rest and things along the way, but it's not guaranteed that I can't just throw you a vial and you top your health up back to full health points.
Okay.
I'm mixing the game, metagame and the talking.
Hey, Sheffer, where is the, and, no, what's the your other... Your other companion, the ant.
Oh, Derek. The bugbear.
Bugbear.
Not an ant bear. Derek the bugbear. No, he's not at work today. He's he's got family time. He's taking some time off and things like that. You know, he was only over. He was just at the end of that previous our previous training session. He just came over to help out and to create just a big sense of danger at the end of that mini story arc that we had there played out there. He doesn't work here full time. I just pay him like he's gig economy. You know how it works out.
Sure.
So.
What else can I ask? I have no idea.
We're going somewhere, says Crutlin. What do we need? I've got all the supplies. And Shafir says, don't worry, it's literally just at the top of this hill. You see this path of the castle walls that go up the side of the hill there?
Mm.
We just go up past that and we go, there's a cave entrance which looks like a dragon eye. Inside that cave entrance is actually a mine, and I think that's the mine that you're talking about. Isn't that right, Wintery? And Wintery, the page boy, says, yeah, it is. And so Shafi says, Wintery, run back to Cuddleston Hall. Run over to Cuddleston Hall and tell the First Lord, Fotherin? I can't remember. I read it now. I can't read my own writing. We're going to have to turn the lights on here because the sun's going down over out the window there. Fotherin, tell the Lord Fotherin that Shafi Battleheart is going up there with his new... with his new dungeoneering students.
Yeah.
And he'll save the day.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so you set off. You gather together your weapons, you get together a few supplies. Actually, you don't. Crutlin gets together his quartermaster skills, and he puts together some supplies, and you head up this cliff face. Well, it's not so much a cliff face, it's kind of like, you know, like a big zigzagging path up the side of this castle. You head up the hill.
Right, and Chaffer, I did take some, like, you know, like ropes and stuff.
Yeah, well, you have your dungeoneering... Well, you have dungeoneering things. I think you actually have...
Oh, yeah.
What do you have here is you have... Oh, no, I think it's on the next page.
We didn't write it down.
No, I think on the next page you have...
No, we didn't write it down.
I thought it...
It's just you gave the pack to us.
So that's what you bought in the last session, didn't you?
Yes.
In your first lesson at the Dungeoneering School.
Which is included in the
cost. Dungeoneering Academy. It's included in the cost. Okay. Yes, you're paying like a little bit more for this thing, but you've got your Dungeoneering kit. So you've got...
That's good.
You head up to the outside, and outside the front of the cave is Bruno the Giant, who is obviously one of Melamin Fotherton's people, you know, one of his dungeoneering crew that he's got, like one of his companions.
Yes.
But
okay.
Because he's a giant, he can't fit into the mine.
Oh no.
And Bruno says, "Hello, I'm Bruno the Giant." They went in that way, I couldn't follow, I'm too big to fit in the cave, says Bruno the Giant. All my voices are gonna be like the same voice over and over again. So, you're at the entrance to the cave, and I need to find my next piece of paper. So, yes, it's a kind of a natural cave, but just inside is a mine shaft. It's sort of like a tunnel which goes off at a few degrees up into this interior of the mountain.
Okay.
What do we do?
Do we have a lamp with us?
Well, we do have a lamp. Sapphire, he is going to light the lamp.
Okay.
And so he says, "Good idea, Laurelin." And so he lights his lamp and he holds it up high. And he's like, "Okay, after you."
Yeah.
And so you are heading into an old mine.
Right. Okay. So
it's like a tunnel,
which
is about big enough for like a human to stand up high. You are halfling, so you can sort of see up there and swells. And there's some light coming over your shoulder.
Okay.
And so
Crutlin is behind Chaffire.
Crutlin is just starts walking into the mine.
Okay. Hey guys, do we have any strategy? I don't know.
You see Crutlin just walking into the mine ahead of you.
Hey Crutlin, wait.
What's up?
Let me go first.
Okay, you go first, halfling.
Okay.
Halfling rogue, you're probably the one who's going first as well.
Okay, I go first.
Okay, so Sapphire says, "I'll go next with the lamp." Crutlin, you bring up the rear.
In the back. That's good. Because And be careful with your head. Don't bump your head against anything.
Okay, so what are you going to do as you go along? You've got to tell me how you're going to explore this this mine here.
I'm going to look out for things that pits that open up in the floor.
Well, we know that's what we're looking for because Wintery the page boy already said that they fell into a pit.
Hey, Chef, could we do one thing before we go in?
Yes.
You take the rope.
Yeah.
And wrap it around me.
Okay.
So in case there is a hole that I don't fall into it.
Okay, let's do that then. Okay, we have a rope.
Yes.
And he ties... Actually, Crutlin is pretty good with ropes and stuff like that. So he ties it up and ties you on like that.
Yeah.
And he puts it around like your waist and he makes a little thing that comes...
Yeah.
One comes over one shoulder as well. So it's around your waist.
That's good.
Over one, rope over
so
one shoulder.
So in case there's a pit suddenly trip in, I don't fall into it.
Okay. So you're walking along and what are you going to do? You're examining for holes in the ground.
Yes.
Holes in the ground. Okay.
I'm examining for holes in the ground.
Roll for a...
D20?
Yeah, roll a D20 and put on your intelligence, because that'll be as well. So
that is
plus two. Yeah, so roll a D20.
D20 plus two.
Roll D20 plus two. 20.
20.
Okay, you very easily spot a hole in the ground. Right, the thing. And you can't jump over it. It's actually quite a wide, like quite a long... It's the full width of the mine.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite long. And you look down over the edge. And below, you see this weird greenish, bluish, kind of sickly color glow from down below.
Okay. Is there, like in a normal mine, you know, you have these, the wooden structure to hold up the mine.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that around?
Yeah, like there's some old like mining equipment that's kind of like back at the entranceway.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not very deep into the mine.
Yeah.
You know, you've got maybe like 50 meters into the
okay.
mine. Yeah, there are some sort of like wooden pillars up either side and some wooden braces along.
Yes.
And they're sort of like every 20 or 30 meters, they have some of these wooden braces, you know, just in case that parts of the ceiling, which are a little bit crumbly, they just like brace them up there with some wood and stuff
okay.
like that.
So. Hey, Kirtlin, could we do one thing? You throw over the rope over one of those beams.
Yeah.
And pull me down. Like
pull you down.
Like,
lower you down.
Lower me down.
Lower you down. And you want Kirtlin to do this. No, just say what you want to happen. Do you want to go down? Do you want them to pull you up? Or do they want you want them to lower you down? That's all. That's the decision that we're making now. Do you want to go down and be the first one in there? Or do you want to come back up and send someone else down there first?
I want to be the first one down.
Okay, so what do you say? Shafir, lower me down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Lower me down.
So they lower you down, and you come out into this big, open cavern. It's pretty big down there inside this. And you realise that it's actually kind of a mixture between, like, man-made, so, like, the floor has been carved, and parts of it, and parts of the walls have been, like, built out with some, like, stone, like, carved stone. But the rest of it, you can see, it's actually like a found cavern, you know. There's, like, a trickle of water going through. And the reason you can see all this is that there's this fungus all over the... No, just say what you want to happen. Do you want to go down? Do you want them to pull you up, or do they want you want them to lower you down? That's all. That's the decision that we're making now. Do you want to go down and be the first one in there, or do you want to come back up and send someone else down there first?
I want to be the first one down.
Okay. So what do you say? Shafir, lower me down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Lower me
so
down.
So they lower you down, and you come out into this big, open cavern. It's pretty big down there inside this. And you realise that it's actually kind of a mixture between, like, man-made, so, like, the floor has been carved, and parts of it, and parts of the walls have been, like, built out with some, like, stone, like, carved stone. But the rest of it, you can see, it's actually like a found cavern, you know. There's, like, a trickle of water going through. And the reason you can see all this is that there's this fungus all over the walls, which is letting this sort
the
of, like,
glowy...
the glowing fungus and smell like that.
Okay.
Off to one side, there's like this passageway that's going out, and there is a dead goblin, like a freshly dead goblin, laying on the floor over there. And right below you, directly below you, as you're being lowered down, he pointed over to an exit.
Okay.
And you know, there's lots of different exits out of here, but you know which exit he pointed at because it's the one with the dead goblin laying in front of it.
Okay. So,
and he lowers you down, and the rope goes slack, and you're standing there as over Algric the dwarf.
Okay. So, but the two guys are still up there.
Okay.
Can they put the rope around the beam and
I'll make sure they can get
lower
down.
themselves down as well.
We
so put some knots into the rope so they can we can climb back up or something.
Okay, knots in the rope so we can climb back up. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. So, what are you going to say? You call up to say that, yeah?
You hey, you guys, come down here.
Tie some ropes.
Tie some knots in the rope.
Tie some knots in the rope so we
and
can climb back up.
And put it over the beam and tie it somewhere.
Okay, so that's what they do. And Kirtlin Carter is... You're telling Kirtlin to climb down a rope with some knots in it, down about 20 metres worth of rope. Okay, he's going to have to do an athletics check on this one. He gets a 17.
Pretty good.
He makes it down. He comes down without hurting himself as well. Let's do... I actually have some statistics for my guy here, my Shafir Battleheart.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has a minus one to dexterity because he's not like... He's like more of a magic-y kind of guy. Mm. He's not like an action person himself. So he's going to come down. He gets a 10. He gets a 10 minus one. So he fails. Now... But Kirtlin came down first. So what do you do? Falling towards you is...
Shafir.
Is Shafir. He slipped off the rope and he is now falling down towards you.
Okay, I can't really do anything.
Okay, you've got...
Kirtlin...
Within the game, like, you don't have to think now, but think of something and then say what you want to happen and then we'll play it out with the dice. We'll see if it works with the dice or not. Okay.
Hey, Kirtlin.
No. Think about it now. Think about it as Yuliana. Think about it. What do you want to happen? And then we'll act it out. Because if you suddenly say, hey, Crutlin, hey, Crutlin, hey, Crutlin, all we're doing is you saying, hey, Crutlin, and then I've just got to have, like, him, like, Crutlin not see Shafire falling and it land on top of Crutlin, which might break him fall, break his fall, but you probably want to order Crutlin to do something else. Crutlin is your muscle. You understand that. Like, you've got to, if you want something...
So can he catch, like, Shafire?
We can try. Again, that's going to be a difficult thing, but he's got a lot of strength. Okay.
Well, we could... We could get the body of the dwarf.
No, the body of the dwarf is already put it this way, you're all going to be landing where the dwarf fell. Okay, yeah. So Crutlin kind of climbed down the rope, and you kind of stepped to one side, Crutlin came down and swung off to the other side.
Yeah.
Shafire goes, oh shit! And starts falling, and you see this happen, and Crutlin is totally oblivious. Okay,
yes. Okay.
What's going to happen now at this point? What do you want to happen? Do you want Shafire just to fall on top of Crutlin?
No, of course not.
Okay, so what do you want to happen?
Hey, Crutlin, look out! Help, Shafire.
No, don't say it in character. Don't say your character. Oh. Tell me, okay. Luke, Dungeon Master.
I want Crutlin to catch Shafire.
Okay, so what's the quickest way you can say that to him? Like, don't say, hey, Crutlin, will you do this? Just say,
Crutlin, catch Shafire.
What? And that's what I wanted to say. I want you at least to distill the story down into the smallest thing. You know, you don't have to do all your thinking in character in game time.
Right.
Do it in play now time.
Okay.
Now time, and then decide what you want to do, and then we can do it because we can talk out. Like, there's no time and now for us to do anything quickly.
Okay.
In the game world, there's time passing.
Okay.
All right. So let's do it this way. He looks up. He has a minus intelligence modifier, so he's going to try this. Okay, there's a human falling from around about 15 meters above him, falling down towards him. But because this is Crutlin, and you've told him to do something, he's going to give it a go. This is going to be a tricky one, so let's bring over my cheat sheet. So this is going to be
Let him check.
We can do this. We can put this.
What we do have in our packages.
No, well. It's too late now when literally someone is falling for 15 meters. All right, you can roll this for Crutlin because this is kind of your thing to do. Roll a d20 plus 2 for strength, and we have an 8 plus 2. That is going to fail.
Oh, no.
But it was a good idea. It was a good idea. You tried it out. So let's see how much. There is actually something here which tells me falling. On fall, take 1d6 bludgeoning damage. Per 10 feet of fall. And what did I say? 15 meters. So let's say 20 feet. So let's do a 1d6.
Yeah.
So he takes one and three. Wow. Oh, okay. He lands and he takes 3 damage. Okay. Let's open up my Shafire Battle Heart thing here. What does he have? He only has 9 hit points. So losing 3 hit points is actually pretty bad for him.
That's a lot of excitement.
Well, you got through it. I think you got through it. So you're like there. He is now prone on the ground. Mm. And what do you do? He's laying there going, ugh! And, let's do it. We got to do this as well. Let's do 1d6, the same amount, because Crutlin didn't catch him. They broke each other's fall, so they both will take damage. So let's do 2 for him as well.
Oh.
6. And what else do we have here?
No!
12. Oh, fuck. Wow. He is super hurt. He's super hurt.
No!
Okay.
How did this happen? We haven't even entered the thing.
No, we can do this. We can do this. So he's down to 4. Oh. No, it's okay.
Shafire, are you okay?
Okay, so what we're going to have to do...
We have to heal Crutlin.
We have to do this here as well. So, Shafire is pretty hurt. He has a spell, though, called Healing Word. And he can regain hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting modifiers. So that's plus 3. So let's get him heal. Let's say he can heal himself, because I don't really know how this works, but he has this spell.
D4.
1d4 plus 3. So we have a 3 plus... So
6.
So Crutlin can get back 6. So let's put him back up to 10. Not too bad there as well. And let's do it for Shafire as well, so he can take a Shafire too.
4.
4 plus 3. So yeah, he's back up to his full health there.
Good.
As well. Okay. So
Quentin is still a little bit damaged.
He's still a bit damaged, but we can. The good thing is with Dungeons and Dragons, we can actually rest now. If you want to take a rest,
yeah.
But we do know that, like, Algric is like really beaten up.
Yes.
And we know that just down this other corridor are there's some. What did he say before? Do you remember what's down there?
Orcs and goblins
are down there holding Melamin Fotheran from Cuddleston Hall. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to rest for, say, an hour and eat some food and see if we can get your health, get Crutlin's health back up?
Does that affect Melamin?
No, Melamin's good. Melamin's
okay.
good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, also if he does that, he can actually, he kind of recharges his spells as well. So he can actually then do more healing later. Do you want to wait an hour?
Yes.
You do want to wait an hour? Okay.
I was just asking if that affects Melamin.
Well, no, he's back to full health himself as well now.
Melamin.
No, Melamin. Well, what do you think? Melamin has been
in the cave.
Is in the cave. Has been captured by some orcs and goblins.
Can we rest for half an hour?
Doesn't really work like that. We're either going to rest. This is a story. This is what you have to do now. Or do you want to ask Shafire?
Yes. Okay. Hey, Shafire. Should we rest now or should we continue?
Okay. Shafire says, "Look, this one. He wasn't a great student of mine, but I did tell Wintery to go back." Up and do this, and as Shafire says that, the rope from above, you hear a snip, and the ropes just fall down into the thing, and you all three of you look up.
Is there somebody there?
Somebody cut the rope above, and now your only way of exit, which is to climb back up, is gone. The only way. I mean, there's different doors. But there's the door with the dead goblin in front of it.
Okay, well, I guess we need to continue.
Wait, you're all frowning and stuff.
It's scary.
Okay, so what do you think? Says this is Shafire speaking now. Okay, what do you think? Like, do you want to go on? I mean, you're uninjured,
yes.
And Crutlin's like, I can do it. It's just a slightly damaged. I feel much better already.
Okay.
And Shafire says yes because I gave you something, because I healed you. And actually, Shafire holds out a little vial. And Crutlin goes, oh, great! And he takes it and he goes, he's like, he says, I'm feeling fantastic, let's go!
What was it that?
And Shafire, what, do you want to ask Shafire that?
Yeah.
Shafire just looks at you and just goes, and that shakes his head. Crutlin still has only 10 hit points left.
Sure.
That is...
he feels better, though.
He feels good, but that might have been a placebo.
Oh, sure.
To make Crutlin feel better.
Actually,
I think the placebo is going to give him one more. So let's say he's at 11. I mean, I know that's cheeky to say, but I think that's going to... Yeah, a placebo does make him feel... It does feel better. So let's...
Guys, let's take the rope.
Okay, so you...
Let's collect
you've
the rope.
Each got a rope. Like, that was just one of your ropes. Like, Crutlin's got a rope as well.
Okay, so we still have rope left.
So we still got rope left. So don't worry too much about rope. I don't want to get too much into rope.
Rope.
So, okay, what's going to happen?
Is there anything lying around? Anything else than the dead goblin and the
dead There is a dead goblin lying there, and the dead goblin has... Let me just quickly check what a dead goblin would have. He's got sort of like leather armor and a shield, and he's got a little scimitar.
What's that?
It's like a curved sword.
Okay. Scimitar. Can we loot him?
No, he doesn't have anything. he's got some hide leather armor, like this rotten leather armor, and he's got a shitty little sword, which is kind of like not very good. Like your sword, everyone's got better swords.
Okay.
Not that.
How about the dwarf? Does the dwarf has anything on him?
Yes, the dwarf actually has some pretty impressive. He's got a pretty impressive helmet.
Okay, can we take the helmet from him?
You want to take the helmet?
I want to take... Yeah, I can take the helmet. Yeah, it's a dwarf helmet, so I'm the only one who fits into
it. No. Dwarfs have got, like, massive... Like, dwarfs are short, but they're big.
Let's put Crutlin into the helmet, because... Because he's injured, so he gets a bit more armor.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let me just find what a... that'll be. I'm trying to find a helmet. Doesn't really... I don't know, a helmet's just... Okay, he gets more armor.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we can give him a helmet. A helmet doesn't really help that. There's not like a specific thing. But let's just say he's got a cool helmet, and we'll find something cool later on. What kind of helmet? Let's give him a plate helmet, a visored plate helmet. He's got his like normal chain mail on.
Yeah.
His ring mail. Yeah, chain mail. But let's give him a big plate helmet.
Cool.
So and we will, that will increase his armor class. Let's put his armor class up to 17. That's good. So he's pretty beefy now.
Good.
The plate armor of the dwarf wouldn't fit you. It's way too big and heavy for you. And because Crutlin is human size, not dwarf size, it's not going to fit him either as well. So Albrecht the dwarf, his sword has been stolen. Like, he doesn't have a sword either. So that's everything in this room. What are you going to do next? What would you like to happen next? Shafire can take over, but I don't want Shafire to be in charge, much in charge.
Hey,
here.
Shafire.
You don't need to do this in character.
Okay. Yeah.
Say what you want to do, and then we can play it out.
I think we should just continue working towards the path that the dwarf showed us.
So let's instruct Crutlin. So Shafire says, all right, I'll take up the rear this time.
Okay. I would still want to go up front.
Okay, so you walk over to the exit from this cavern.
Yes.
There's lots of different exits, but again, the dwarf pointed in one direction. Albrecht the dwarf pointed in one direction. There is a dead goblin laying in front of this exit here.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So, what do you do?
What do you do? Could I do anything with it?
No, not the goblin, but there's a dead goblin, which is, there is a dead goblin here. You've got to, there's things you can do here. What do you want to do?
What could I do? How can I ask that? How can I find out what I could do?
There's lots of different things. When if you want me to tell you more about something,
yeah,
you have to say what you want to happen. Like, what does Lorelei do? Does she look at the walls? Does she look at the floor? Does she just walk in? Does she examine the goblin and see how it died or anything like that? What are you going
to
do?
Oh, yeah. That is kind of what I wanted to do when I said, let's loot.
Oh, okay. But looting is different from checking. Okay.
Let's check the guy.
Check the goblin that's laying there. Okay, the goblin has this big slice across its chest. It's so deep, this slice across its chest. It's almost cut the goblin in two.
Okay.
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 So, yeah.
Good. No, not good.
Not good. So, something has killed the goblin here.
A big thing. Hey, Shafire, have you ever seen any wound like that?
This is such a big wound, and I would say the dwarf didn't do it, because the dwarf obviously died falling down this hole.
Yeah.
You didn't tell him that he was alive when you got down here, by the way. He might have been able to heal him, but it doesn't matter. I'll bring him back from the dead. We can do some saving throws, but it doesn't matter. Okay, Albrecht the dwarf is dead.
Yeah.
He was going to be dead anyway. And it seems like if I know anything about Melamin Fotheron, he would not have the power or the weapon skills to be able to do this. So something else killed this goblin.
So would that mean that something else is on our side?
I would say we should look out for something which the goblin didn't expect to be here.
Okay. Check the surrounding walls.
For
something that we don't expect either.
Okay, let's do it.
A spider or what?
No, let's go for it. Let's do
dexterity.
No, let's do wisdom. Wisdom modifier. Roll this and plus wisdom modifier.
D20.
What have you got? Have you got anything extra here that you can do?
Investigation plus four.
Okay, investigation plus four. That's really great.
Okay.
D20 plus four. Let's see if we can do this. What'd you get?
Four. So it's eight.
Oh, no. Okay. You don't spot anything. You don't find anything around here.
Okay, maybe. Hey, Crutlin, could you have a look around?
Crutlin goes, okay. Crutlin, if you don't find this, and Crutlin does find this is pretty good. What does he have? Investigation. He actually has. Well, he's gonna have a minus. He's got wisdom, but his wisdom is more for like. Finding things and keeping track of things. So let's see what he gets. He gets a 15 minus 1 on intelligence, and he finds, amazingly, and you missed it, a big slot in the wall, and embedded in this slot in the wall is this really big blade, and you see there's some fresh blood on the edge of this blade, like inlaid into the wall.
Okay, It's one of those Indiana Jones things.
It is a scythe blade trap.
Okay.
Okay.
How can we get around this?
You can try and just get through, and you don't know what's going to trigger it.
Yeah, that's
but you know it's going to be somewhere, something in front of
this.
Something's going to trigger it.
Do we have anything that we can throw into?
You can try anything you want. The best thing to do is that you're a rogue. You're pretty good with your hands. You've got little hobbity hands.
Yes.
You're a sneaky little hobbit here.
Okay.
So why not see if you can? I mean, it's if you try and disable it, and you fail,
yeah,
it'll go off.
Yeah.
But you're gonna. It's gonna go. If you don't try and disable it, it'll probably go off anyway.
Okay.
So what are you gonna try?
Okay.
Do you want to try and set it off with something?
Yes.
Okay. What's around
here?
Try
and set it off.
Okay.
Are there any rocks laying on the ground?
Well, what do you think's on the ground?
The goblin.
Okay. So what do you want to happen?
Wait. We're throwing the goblin.
If you want that to happen, tell Crutlin to do whatever you want.
Is there any other way I can trigger this?
What? Who are you asking? Me?
Chefire, have you ever seen a trap like that?
I have seen a trap like this, but I'm not an expert in this. Like, the traps that I set, normally I'm the one setting the traps.
Yes.
I'm not the one who's undoing the traps. What do you think, Laurelin? What do you think we should do here?
Well, we should try and set it off.
Okay, how will we do that?
Well, the goblin is dead anyway, isn't he?
The goblin is very dead. Crutlin, says Shafire, pick up the goblin. And Crutlin just picks it up. And what do you want to do? What do you want to happen?
Well, can we not throw it?
Okay, what do you want to do?
Like send it over towards the exit.
Crutlin can throw it.
Okay.
But if you throw it, that's it. It's gone. So you've got one try. You got one try at this. Okay. Let's do this. Let's do it. Let's do Crutlin. He's gonna do a strength check. He gets a plus two. He gets a plus two. Oh, that's good. So he throws it down the corridor.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
You've just thrown
a goblin away. Okay. And Shafire says, "Well, we're down one goblin. I guess we've got one dwarf." And so Crutlin goes over and he tries picking up the dwarf, but the dwarf is like, dwarf's again short but like pretty stocky and wearing armor as well. So Shafire goes over and picks him up, and they both go over there and they do a throw, and because there's two of them, oh, d20, okay, so they throw it down the thing, and because even though like the goblin is small, this dwarf is bigger, and they don't throw it as far, and it goes there, and it goes, "Hushunk!" And this blade swoops out over the top of the dwarf, because the dwarf is just laying on the floor. There's obviously some pressure pads down on the floor, and the blood goes, "Hushunk!"
And stays where it is.
And it stays where it is, and
yes,
then it goes, and then you hear it go, and you see it moving back further and further and further into the wall. So the blade, I'm doing an emotion with my arm, the blade is going back and recessing itself into the wall. What do you do?
Okay.
You realise you've got about 7 or 8 seconds before the blade is reset back into the wall. Okay. What do you do?
The dwarf is on the pressure pad,
on the pressure
isn't
pad,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you can try and work out how this is going to work, how this whole trap works.
Yes.
But this trap works, it depends on what you think is happening here, influences me on how this is going to come out.
Well, I was thinking, like, if the pressure pad is put down, the blade should stay out as well.
No, it doesn't. It swings out once and then it starts resetting itself. You now have 6 seconds. What's going to happen?
Well,
do you want to make a run for it?
Well, I can certainly make a run for it. The problem is, the other guys probably can't follow.
Why not?
Because they're not that quick and small and stuff.
Okay. You can go. You can just, if do you want to go for it and see what's going to happen? Look, the blade is going back into the wall. It needs to reset itself. Like, what could you do? What could you do? If you're just going to run past it.
We can block the mechanism.
Okay, block the mechanism. Let's do it. You've got fiddly hands. What have you got?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Let's do it. Let's see if you can fuck up the mechanism. Sleight of hand. 6.
Why?
At what? 6 plus what?
5.
6 plus 5.
11.
Yeah, so you do it. You just, all you do is you just pick up the, like a bit of the
armor
of the, you pick up the sword, let's say it this way, you pick up the sword of the goblin that was just laying down there, and you just jam the sword into the mechanism, and it goes, and it grinds to a halt,
good,
and it stops.
Okay, that's what I wanted to happen.
Is that what you wanted to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
okay,
what happens now?
So now the question is, are there more of these things in
no,
the
let's
world?
Just, we're not, there's not going to be, there's, okay, it's in every doorway, every... I'm not going to do like four traps per doorway unless it's, unless
okay,
it's
hey guys,
purely...
let's continue walking on towards where that path is leading.
Okay, who goes first? You make this decision.
No, I go first.
You're going to go first? Okay, so there's kind of like a twist in the thing, and you go first, and... next is Crutlin, and then following up is Shafire, and you come into another cavern. Kind of, you scramble down some steps,
and I kind of sneak in before, like you know, like
okay.
tweaking around
yeah, let's
the
do
corners.
It. Let's do a sneaky check. Have you got something sneaky?
Well, I have stealth.
Okay, stealth, and you're gonna check out this next chamber. You're gonna look into this next chamber.
Yeah, and
okay.
I have investigation as well.
No, stealth so is gonna stealth be. It's gonna good. Be stealth.
Okay, and 20 plus 5. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
20.
Let's go 20. Yeah, that's no problem. So you peek around inside this chamber.
Yeah.
And in front... And it's kind of like a long, narrow chamber.
Yeah.
And in the middle of this chamber is kind of like a running... Like a stream. But it's a bit more than... A bit more of a stream. Previously, there were some drips and some water running through the previous... This is more like a river. Not really a river so much, but
like a
water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you'd think that you would probably get swept away in it,
yeah.
being a halfling, but,
yeah.
you know, so there's this river in the middle, you know, sort of a few metres, like, say a metre or so across this this river.
Okay.
Going back across that way. On this side of the river, your side of the river, are three goblins.
Okay.
Now, you've already seen a goblin, but let me explain what a goblin looks like. A goblin is, straight over here, a small black-hearted humanoids that lair in despoiled dungeons and other dismal settings. Individually weak, they gather in large numbers to torment other creatures. There's three of them.
Okay,
three
that's
goblins.
Not a large number.
It's for your first ever real dungeoneering experience. Three goblins. I think, judging by how well you've done so far, I think three goblins is good for you. Behind the river is an orc, and an orc is much bigger. Orcs are savage humanoid with stooped postures, piggish faces, and prominent teeth that resemble tusks. They gather in tribes that satisfy their bloodlust by slaying any humanoids that stand against them. And this orc is holding, with his arm twist behind his back, an elven figure. And you guess that this is probably Melamin Fotheron, the person that you're coming to save.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I turn back to my companions
yeah.
and whisper to them.
What do you whisper?
Well, I tell them what I did see.
Okay, you say what? There's...
Hey, there are three goblins and an orc and
yeah.
a river.
And a river?
Yeah. Between us and... Yeah.
And Shafire says, damn it, we still haven't found Melamin Fotheron. We still don't know where he is. All we see are the goblins and the orcs.
No, the orc is holding Melamin in his arm.
Oh, really? What does he look like?
Who, the orc or the Melamin?
Melanin.
He's like an elf.
And Crutlin's like, what? We're doing all of this to save a fucking elf? Elf fucking elves. They were in charge of the armies, and I'm fucking elf. Why are we doing this? Elves can't be trusted at all.
But it's a living creature. We need to help him.
Fucking elves, says Carol. All right, I'll help him. Let's do this.
Oh, let's talk first.
you stop Crutlin. Okay, he doesn't just barge
him.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let's talk a strategy or like a. A way of getting
okay. Shafire says, "Well, I don't." Shafire says, "I've only got this." Shafire's got like this tridenty kind of thing.
The what?
A spear with like these, you know, like King Neptune. You know, Cupid.
Oh, okay.
He's got like a three pointed spear.
Okay.
He's got a cool trident. But it looks more decorative. It looks more like an affectation that he's got this thing.
How long is it?
There's I don't know, like a meter long. It's just got. It looks. It's a toy.
But
it looks like
I
a toy.
I can't put it across the river to.
No. Don't worry about the river. The river's only like a few meters,
okay.
a meter wide or
One
something like that.
One question I would like to ask to Shafire.
Yeah.
Do you have any spells that can like trick people? Like.
Sure. He's got some cantrips, and a cantrip is a little spell. He's got a thaumaturgy, so he can manifest a minor wonder, a sign of supernatural power within range. You can create one of the following magical effects. Your voice booms up to 3 times as loud as normal for 1 minute. He can cause flames to flicker bright and dim or change colour. There is no flames, that doesn't work. He can cause harmless tremors in the ground for 1 minute, like this. You can create an instantaneous sound that originates from a point of your choice within range, such as a rumble of thunder, a cry of a raven, or an ominous whisper. You can instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open or slam shut. Or you can alter the appearance of your eyes for 1 minute. So that's the kind of things that that's the kind of things that he's got.
Okay, so what do we know about the goblins? Do they have any weak spots?
Shafire says goblins are, they are entirely weak spots. They are kind of a collection of weak spots put together. Shafire says, we can take these guys.
He says, stupid.
I've got some magic things. We can just take them.
Okay.
Really, goblins, don't need to worry about it.
It is, like, I'm now asking you, is that now just,
That's what Shafire Battleheart says. If you want to believe him, you can ask him, do you have a perception or something? See if he's bullshitting?
Wisdom, intelligence.
Okay. Roll d20 plus one. What do you get?
10. 9, 10.
You believe him. You believe that he can just go in with it. Yeah.
Okay.
You can just go for this.
Okay. Okay, let's do this.
Are you whispering this?
Yes.
All right, it's too late. This is too much. The orc shouts, I can hear you! Goblins attack! Something like that. So, here we go. He sounds exactly like the bugbear from last time. Like, I have literally two voices. One voice. Yeah. So, Crutland just goes, let's go! And he just steps out in front. So, let's roll for initiative, and we're just you all three of you step out, okay?
Okay.
And you each have a goblin in front of you.
Okay.
Sure. So, the goblin is just a few meters away, so let's roll for initiative. I have to, where's my pen? Here's a pencil. You roll for initiative, go for it.
Okay, what do I, d20
just
again?
Just a d20, and you get a six. Crutlin has six as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, who do you want to go first? You or Crutlin? You're the player, so you get to decide who goes first.
I go first.
You're gonna get. Okay, so Crutlin will go after you. Let's go for Shafire as well. Shafire gets a 20. He's definitely going first. Let's roll for the goblins. The goblins get to go last. And let's do the orc as well. And the orc goes second.
Okay.
So first up, Shafire goes first, and he has got a cool thing called Magic Missile. Magic Missile is something he can just cast. It's an instantaneous thing, and he can shoot it 120 feet, and he just does one dart, and it's a 1d4 plus 1 damage to its target. So he is going to...
1d4?
Yeah, 1d4.
4.
Plus 1, 4, 5. So he actually, it says you create 3 glowing darts of magical force. Each dart hits a creature of your choice that you can see within range. Each dart does that to its target. The darts all strike simultaneously. You can direct them to hit one creature or several. So he goes, one dart, each goblin, boom. He hits each of the goblins. Next is the orc, and the orc is going to throw his javelin. And the javelin, he's going to throw it at... Well, he just saw Shafire throw that. So he's going to do the same thing back. He's going to throw it over at that. It's a long distance target, and he is going to roll a d20 plus 5. So we get 8 plus
12.
So that's 13 versus, and he has an armor class of 16. And what's that?
13.
Oh, so it misses. Good. Okay, that's the orc's turn. Done. Okay, now, next is Laurelin. What are you going to do? Shafire is to your left. Crutlin is to your right. You're in the middle. Mm-hmm. You've each got a goblin in front of you. What do you do?
I have a short sword.
Short sword. Go for it.
I'm going to, you know...
Okay, so the goblin's just a few metres ahead of you, but you're going to run up and hit it with the short sword.
Yeah.
Okay, you do have a double-handed one, so you can also do a dagger attack at the same time. Look at this.
Two weapon fighting. Yes.
So let's do that one. Okay, short sword first.
Yeah.
Go for it. Roll
d20.
No. No, it's this one.
That's
D20 plus 5 to see if it hits...
18 plus 5.
That's gonna hit. Oh, actually, let me just check. Let me just check, because these I don't actually know the goblins that well. What did you say?
18 plus 5.
Oh, yes, that definitely hits. Okay, and now roll for damage on that one.
D6
plus 3.
Plus 4, 7.
You kill the goblin.
Yes.
That's nice. Next up is Crutlin. Crutlin has... So let's just do the longsword. Let's do a D20 plus 5 is going to be... Yes, that hits. Yep. Now a 1D8 plus 3.
1D8.
8. And let's do plus 3, 4. Well, he doesn't kill his goblin.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Next up is the goblin's turns.
Okay.
Goblin...
So my one is dead.
Your one's dead, so there's two goblins left. The first one is right in front of Shafire, and so...
So Shafire did do his spell thing.
And it hit all three.
It hit all three, but the one that he had in front of him...
Yeah, is just now going to attack him.
Okay.
I'm just making this easy, for picturing this, because we don't have a plan out ahead of us.
Yeah,
we've just got
to
imagine
it. I just
it.
Needed to imagine.
Okay, let's do this. And so Shafire, this is the goblin in front of Shafire. Let's just see how the goblins attack. They have a scimitar. So, plus 4 to hit. Reach 5 feet. One target. Let's do this. So, D20 plus 4 is...
8.
He doesn't hit. So he misses... He doesn't hit Shafire. The other one is going to go up against this. So what is it? D20 plus 4 is a 19. Yeah, so he hits Crutlin. And Crutlin takes, what is it? 1d6 plus 2. So Crutlin takes
4.
4 damage. Oh no! Crutlin is down to 7 hit points.
Again.
It's okay, we can do this. Okay, 7 hit points. Let's...
But he did get more armor.
What?
He did get more armor
yes,
from the dwarf.
But that was like 18. That was like 18 plus 5. Crutlin's armor class is 17. And that was 18 plus 5. If it's a little, you got a lucky shot. It's a scimitar, like up close.
Okay.
Okay. Because he has dropped down, Crutlin has dropped down below that, he gets second wind, which, if I knew what that is, would probably be important at this point. The second wind means if you're limited stamina, you can draw and protect yourself from harm. On your turn, you can use a bonus action to regain hit points equal to D10 plus your fighter level. So he's dropped down there, so he's going to get a second wind, which gives him a bit more energy to get through this. So he's going to get a D10 plus 1. So he gets 10 hit points back.
Okay.
All right, so he gets back up to 16 again, which is pretty good. So he's feeling pretty good. This will not last after this battle, though.
Yes. We'll
okay,
have to rest,
I think that's what second wind means. It's one of his features and traits there as well. Okay, we are back up to Shafire, and he is going to hit
what
him.
What am I doing?
Well, there's a lot going on. You're up next. Don't worry about it. The orc's done it. So let's just Shafire. He's just probably going to finish off one.
He went first.
He went first. So it's back. We're back up to the top. We're back up to the top.
Yes.
We do Shafire, the orc, Laurelin, Crutlin, and then the goblins.
Okay.
We're back up to Shafire again.
Okay.
So let me just do him. He has his little javelin thing. D20 plus 5, 6 plus 5. That doesn't hit. Okay. It is now your turn.
Okay.
You've got a goblin to your left, and you've got a goblin to your right. One's in front of Shafire, one's in front of Crutlin. What are you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to turn towards the Crutlin goblin.
Yeah, you're going to help out Crutlin, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I have the two things attack again.
Let's do short sword followed by dagger. Let's go for it. D20 plus 5.
Short sword.
D20 plus 5. Okay.
18.
Goblin 15. Yes, so you hit. Okay, roll for damage.
9.
You literally chop this guy in half and the goblin falls dead in front of you.
It's funny how we're always like...
What?
Exactly opposite.
Crutlin is just useless. Like, he's got better armor, but it's just down to the dice roll.
But in the seeing the blade thing, he was better than I was.
Yeah, yeah. So it's down to the dice roll. Like, if you get a 6 damage like that, that's going to be him. Like, he missed before.
Yeah.
He hit him... Oh, no, that was Shafire did before. Okay, it is now Crutlin's turn, and Crutlin runs it. He's like, oh, and he's feeling like, because he's been hurt, he's got his second wind, and he just storms over and he slices the last remaining goblin and with his longsword, which is d20 plus 5. One.
Oh, no.
he literally gets a crit. We call this a critical miss, which means it's like literally the worst failure possible. And I'm not putting this into Crutlin. Like, something has to go wrong here. So he just falls on his face, and because he falls over, he is going to take a d4 damage of that. So he actually takes 4 damage
Crutlin
from a
so
critical.
Stupid.
Wow, he is back down to 12 hit points now. Oh man, this is. Crutlin is so useless, and he is now prone on the ground, so he can't do anything. Right, we are now to the goblin's turn, and because Crutlin ran past.
The orc
had a javelin. He's on the other side. He's not out. He's on the other side of this.
He can't do anything.
He can't do anything because if he comes over, he could do it, but he's holding someone.
Okay.
Now it's actually that last goblin's turn, and he's going to attack. He's going to have an opportunity to attack on Crutlin, who had a critical fail. He came over to him, and he's standing right in front of him now. So the goblin is going to attack.
No.
You know, you can tell. Crutlin will just keep doing stupid stuff. He'll keep rushing in unless you tell him something different. Like, that's what he does. One of his personality traits is he puts himself forward. Like, he's always going to go forward into this.
If it's his turn
in
the game...
You have to be his brain. This is the whole point. If you don't want him to run at a goblin, like if you think Shafire can deal with a goblin better than he can.
Oh, I didn't know that I can.
Yes, you're
the order of this.
No, you're not interrupting. You can. Every turn is a few seconds. But if you want to call out, say, Crutlin, don't run forward. Like that's what you have to do. This is the point of this, is that you have to constantly say, Crutlin, don't run forward. Is what
I
you have to say all the time.
That.
No, it's fine.
Okay, well.
But just, you do understand that's what Crutlin's job is.
Of course.
He's your muscle.
He currently isn't that muscly.
He currently isn't.
Okay.
He's on the floor. He's literally laying
now
on the goblin. And because Crutlin is laying on the floor, the goblin is going to have advantage, which means he has 2 attempts to hit him.
I can't just interrupt any of this action.
No, you don't have it. It's not your turn. You did your turn. You killed the other one.
Yeah.
And then you killed the one in front of Crutlin. And Crutlin, he's vain. Another one of his personality traits. He's vain. He doesn't want to be shown up by a 17-year-old halfling rogue. So that's why he's doing this. He has to prove himself in this way.
Okay.
So the goblin attacks a prone, laying on the floor thing. What was it? It's a +4 to attack. A 12 +4. Mm-hmm. Armor class misses, but he gets another attempt. 18. That does hit. Because it's 18 +4 against someone laying down. And he hits 4, what does it say? 1d6 +2. And he hits 4, 5 +2, 7 damage. So Crutlin is back down to 5. No, he's down to 5! But he doesn't have a second wind. Mm. He doesn't have a second wind. And we didn't recharge the healing and stuff like that. So yes, 5. 5 for Crutlin. Okay, we're back at the order again. Shafire is going to take a stab. Let me bring up Shafire's sheet again. I've got some things on paper and some things on PDFs here and some things in text documents. Okay, he is going to do a +5 to hit. Here we go. 3 +5. Shafire should have used this. Actually, no, let's leave it up to you. Let's see if you can kill this goblin that Shafire just missed.
No,
okay, it's up to you. I don't want Shafire to be the one doing it. But again, we're just stabbing. If you want Shafire to do something else, you want to give him some advice, you want to help anything out,
Shafire, can you not just use a spell and like trick the goblin?
I can only do this once. I can only do this once.
What once?
The way that magic works is once you fire off a spell, that's it until the end of the day or until you rest or something and you relearn the spells.
Okay.
You read the Dying Earth. Did you read the Dying Earth? No, maybe you didn't read the Dying Earth.
Oh, does that mean you can't do a healing spell on Crutlin?
No, he did his healing before. He did the healing before.
He did well.
Did pretty well.
We really...
Oh, no, look, he's got this one. Inflict wounds. First level necromancy. One action.
Okay, good.
He has to make a melee spell attack against a creature you can reach. On hit, the target takes 3d10 necrotic damage. This is really, really powerful.
Okay.
He probably doesn't need to do this.
Save this. I'm just giving it a go.
He's also got something called Thunder Wave, which I'm not quite sure what it does. His big move when he came in was the magic missile, and he knocked the hit points from all of them at the start.
Okay.
It's really up to you guys to be able to take these things.
Okay, so I'm just going to get back into... I have 2 weapon fighting. I haven't actually used both weapons.
Yeah, because you keep killing the goblins. They're really easy to kill, except for these guys.
Right, let's do it. I start an attack again.
Okay. You got a two. No, but you got
seven.
No, but you got your other one. You got your other one. Two-handed fighting.
Seven.
Go for your dagger. Dagger, 16. That hits.
Plus five is 21.
21, yeah.
Yeah.
It hits. Now do the damage.
1d4.
Plus?
3.
1d4.
6.
6 damage. You stab the goblin in its eye, and it squeals and falls to the ground dead.
Yay.
You did it. You actually killed. You killed all three goblins. Which means you are doing really well, which means you're definitely going to level up after this. You're going to definitely be level 2 rogue, and you can start learning more stuff after this, which we'll do before the next session. We'll give you some experience points and you can level up. Probably level up here.
Cool.
Okay. Seeing this, the orc says, "You killed my goblins." No, what does he sound like?
"You killed my goblins."
He says, You killed my goblins, but you won't kill me. And he twists Melamin's arm, and Melamin goes, "Ah!" like this, and squeals like an elven fey lord, "Ah!" like this.
Yeah.
And squeals, and they turn around and rush out of the other end of this cavern. There's another door out the other end of this cavern.
Okay.
Okay.
And the river is in front of it.
River, you can jump at the river, no problem to jump the river.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need to take a rest for a second to heal up some bits and pieces or something?
Again, you kind of don't have time. Melon is right there. Do you want to? This is the thing. It's a racing against time. If we start taking rests, we might as well just end the session here.
How is Quillen doing?
He's got 5 hit points. As long as he stays at the back, it's one orc. You've got to kill one orc now.
Okay. But Shatfire has this very, very.
He's got a good spell to come.
Okay.
Like he said, they could take the goblins, no problem at all. And guess what? You have literally had no damage in all of this.
Yes.
Stuff. You're doing great.
I'm fine.
The way you're doing, you could probably kill this orc by yourself.
Okay. Yeah, but like just out of luck. With
okay. Shatfire says, okay. "I've got to save my student," and he just rushes forwards. He jumps the. I think 17. Yeah. He clears the river. And he goes through and through the door. And what do you do? Do you follow him? Crutlin starts standing up and brushing himself off, and it's like, he's going. So what do you do? You got to take control over Crutlin.
Okay, Crutlin, let's follow. You stay behind me.
Okay. He says, and you jump the stream. Do a d20. See if you can do it. Plus acrobatics, 12. Yeah, let's do it. And let's do Crutlin. Does he make it? 5. And what does he have?
Knew it. What the hell's wrong with this?
5
guy?
Plus.
Minus 1, isn't it?
No, he doesn't. No, it's strength. I'm looking for his dexterity. No, he's got plus 1, 6, but he needed a 10 to get across that, because that was like a medium level thing. So he misses. He falls into the water, and because he's got this chainmail on, he starts sinking. But he's kind of tall, like I say. He was, like I said, you would get washed away in this, but he doesn't. But he doesn't have time.
Yeah.
To get out, and he's not doing very well at all. So, what do you want to do? Do you think you should leave him behind and rest?
Yeah. Hey, Cradle, you just sit there and rest a bit, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll be okay.
Can you climb on this side?
He climbs up. He drags himself up because he's got strength. So he pulls himself up, but he doesn't look very good. He starts shivering a bit because like he's just fallen in.
But he has taken some.
He's taken quite a bit of damage.
Okay. No, but he has also packed some. Some food stuff.
All right.
You just eat, sit and...
Okay, so Crutlin is going to stay in here.
Stay
there. All right.
When he's feeling better, you could come and follow.
Yeah.
Okay? But just
relax
a bit and eat some food. And
okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you're leaving Crutlin behind. That's just fine. This is good. Okay, so now what happens? Next up.
Okay, I
come,
run...
Come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer.
I run to where Shatfire ran...
Okay.
In that direction. Oh,
so
but also, no, first of all, I will quickly look around. Is there any, can I discover any...
Like, literally, someone has dragged someone back, like, someone has been dragged back there by an orc. Shatfire's run through. Nothing's happened so far. But you if you want to do an intelligence check, do you want to do a check?
Can I
just
do
that? Yeah. Okay, you got a 2.
Sure.
You don't find any traps because you rolled a 2.
Okay.
But good thing is, there are no traps. You just follow through.
Okay, I just run after them.
Okay, you come to a ledge. And there was a big chasm dropping down, deep down. You can't see anything.
Okay.
It's a chasm. So you're up a ravine. You're on one side. On the other side is another ledge on the other side. And you just arrive here just enough time to look down and you see a plank, like a plank of wood, which has been set across this ravine, falling into the cavern below. falling into the cavern.
Okay.
Into the open cavern below. You don't see the bottom. And you wait, and then you hear it go clunk, 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 clunk. Okay. Like down at the bottom.
So it's really deep.
Across the other side is an orc holding an elven noble son. And the chasm is pretty wide.
Okay.
You know, it's a good few meters wide. And Shafi is like, I can't get across. And, you know, the orc is pulling the...
Orc is across, yeah, but Shafi is still on my side.
Yes. What do you want to happen?
Okay.
Because now the thing is, Shafi can work with you now, but he's not an idiot like Krutlin, so he can put in some ideas. So let's work this out together. What's going to happen?
We could try the swingy method, if there's anything to put like a
you look
rope
up.
On.
It's a big open cavern. There's not really
nothing
anywhere,
there.
And you don't have a lot of time. This is a pretty quick, good one. So Shafi is like, do you think you can jump across? Because Shafi is looking at it, he's like looking like wide-eyed now. He's out of his element. He's kind of like a magic person. Like I say, he's not action person. He's magic-y person.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Can we try again? This put the rope around me and then I try to jump across.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Shafi says, "Look, I actually hadn't thought of this because I thought Krutlin might be here with us, but I have this cool thing called Thunder Wave. A thunderous force sweeps out for you. Each creature in a 15-foot cube must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 2d8 damage, thunder damage, and is pushed 10 feet away. How about you run and jump while you're in midair? I'll do a thunder wave and push you across to the other side. What do you think?
I hope that works.
Do you want to do it? He says, no, run, and when you're in midair, I'll give you a magic boost across to the other side.
All right, let's do it.
You sure?
Can we still do the thing with the rope?
you take one end of the rope. You don't have time to tie it up. You take one end of the rope. You run back, and you're going to run forwards, and because he's going to do this thunder wave behind you,
mm-hmm.
you're going to definitely have advantage on this.
Okay.
It's going to be tricky. What is your dexterity? Or do you have athletics or something?
Yes,
what do you have?
Athletics is +5. Acrobatics.
Get two rolls plus five.
Two rolls.
You get two attempts at this.
Oh, okay.
He's going to give you a push from behind.
Six.
That's not going to do it. Plus five.
16.
16 plus five. You got it.
Okay. I get over.
Okay, but because this is a pretty hefty push that he gives you, you do actually have to make a constitution saving throw.
What?
Constitution saving throw. So constitution is here.
Yeah.
So just you don't have any modifier. So just roll.
One more d20. 18.
And you make it. You get so you only take half damage. D8. You are very lucky that you literally take two damage from this. So mark down. You're now at 7 hit points there. I have it here. So write 7 next to it. Just next to it. You rub it all out at the end. So you can see it. Okay. So you did get two damage to jump across there, but you are safely across at the other side, and you have a rope. What do you do with the rope? There's like this metal frame around the other side of this door.
Okay.
That you can do if you wanted to tie
I'm
on.
Good with my hands, am I not?
Yeah.
So I...
Tie a rope around.
And shout to... Shafi.
Okay, on the other side, Shafi quickly ties a knot on his end.
Yeah.
And then he's got a single rope that goes between them.
Okay.
And you have one more bit of rope.
Yeah.
So he has the other end of the rope.
Yes.
So he actually also ties the rope around his waist.
Yeah.
And ties it back as well. And
yeah.
he is going to... What are we doing here? He's going to try and swing his way across.
Yes.
Okay, as he does that, the orc turns around and faces you.
Okay.
He's still got melamin. Why did I name him melamin? I thought it was going to be a fun name, but it turns out I can't actually say it.
Yeah.
I wrote it down before ever trying to say it. He turns around, he's got melamin, and he starts coming towards you. So, let's say that Shafi is swinging his way across this thing.
Yeah.
Let me just check his stats. He has a -1 to dexterity. He fails, but he falls, but he's tied himself on, but he falls quite a long way down and goes, like that. So he's going to get falling damage. What was that? D10? Wasn't it falling damage that he gets? So he gets seven damage. Let me go over to his thing, because he did tie himself up.
Mm.
So he's not doing too good. Anyway.
Can melamin do anything?
Melamin, this is the moment that you are now. It's you. versus the orc.
Me by myself.
You by yourself, with your 7 hit points, versus the orc. Okay. Because Crutlin fell in a water, he's mostly damaged and he's falling in the water.
Shafire
is dangling down there and is trying to, but he's not very, like I say, he's not an action type person, but you wanted him to come across the rope behind you as well, like this. Okay.
Is there anything I need to know about an orc?
An orc? I can tell you everything that you need to know about an orc. An orc, savage humanoids with stooped postures, piggish faces, and prominent teeth that resemble tusks. They gather in tribes that satisfy their bloodlust by slaying any humanoids that stand against them. Okay, here we go. Let us roll for initiative.
I wanted to know if he has any weak spots.
Weak spots. It's an orc. He's wearing, what's he got? He's got, like, hide armor on. So he's got leather armor on. A bit like the goblins. He's like a big goblin, let me put it that way. And he's got some hit points. All right.
Right.
So, should we do this thing?
Yes.
He lets go of Melamin.
Okay.
And Melamin just shakes himself off and turns to the orc and says, "Thank you, orc." And walks forward and looks down into the pit, ignoring you completely.
Of course.
And he says, "I have you exactly where I wanted you."
No.
"You would never let me pass. No matter how much money I gave you, no matter what I passed, you would never let me graduate from Shafire Battleheart's Dungeoneering Academy, magical insurance included. Nothing I could ever do was good enough for you, Shafire." And Shafire goes, "No! I should have seen this coming! Should have seen this coming! Laurelin, you should have seen this coming!"
"Yes, I should have seen this coming."
He says, "Orc, take them down." Of course, because he can't fight. So he steps back, and the orc steps forward. And the first thing that the orc does is, how does this work? He wants to cut the rope. So what he does, he gets up with his rope, and he just slices through the rope that he was coming across.
Okay.
And Shafire is now, he's stuck on the other side. Even though he's trying to climb up the other side, nothing works. Okay, so let's now roll for initiative. There is you. There is an orc, and also there's Shafire. So you get a 12. Pretty good. The orc gets a 1, so orc goes last.
You've done different, a different...
Oh, did I? Oh, no, it's a D. Oh, he gets a 16, so he goes in front of you. Okay. But let's say the orc has already taken his turn. He slashed the rope. That was his turn. And he steps back a bit. And let's say Shafire, he gets disadvantage. He doesn't get 18. He gets 17. Oh, well, he actually gets... So it's Shafire's turn first, even with a disadvantage, because he's dangling by a rope. Shafire turns around. Oh, ow. And he does his hand out. And he does his big spell that he has been saving for this moment. He does...
Wasn't that the necro thing?
Oh, yeah, here he goes. This is inflict wounds. Make a melee spell attack. Oh, no, it's melee. He can't do it at a distance. It only has... he has to be able to do a ranged attack. So he can't do anything. All he has is his... he has a shield. Shield of Faith doesn't really help him. He can do a voice boomy thing. Okay, so he does a cantrip. Okay? He makes instantaneously the floor starts to shiver for about a minute. It's brrr, and because the orc is on the edge of this ledge, on the edge, let's say that he has to make a saving roll,
mm-hmm.
yeah, for the orc. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's bring the orc on. And the orc has a dexterity of +1. A 9. And the orc kind of stumbles and falls. He doesn't fall off the edge, but he stumbles down.
Yeah.
Okay, now it is your turn. Because the orc is stumbled. So, it's your turn. Do you want to attack the orc?
I want to attack I have two weapon fighting
things.
Okay,
let's do it again. Let's see what can happen here. Let's see what can happen here.
14 plus 5. 19.
19. You hit the orc. Roll damage. 2?
5.
5. Do you want to do your dagger attack as well? Go for the dagger attack. Let's see what you can do.
10.
Plus
15.
Plus 15. Doesn't get him. He's got his hide armor on. Hey, but that's pretty good. It is now back round to the orc's turn. Okay.
Melanin is not doing anything.
No, he's sitting back. Oh, actually, yeah, let's roll initiative for Melanin. Let's go for it. 1, yeah. So let's say that his was the last turn. Melanin shouts some words like, "Come on, orc, you can do it." No, he goes, "Come on, orc, you can do it." "Come on, orc, you can do it." It is now Shafire's turn. He can't do anything. Oh, he tries climbing up. So let's do a minus dexterity. No, he can't climb up the rope. He's trying to climb up the rope. He can't climb up. It's back round to the orc's turn. The orc is going to take a swipe at you with his great axe. This is his first up-close attack.
Okay.
It's plus 5 to hit. So it's 20 plus 5. That's a critical hit. And you take full damage. I think it takes 7.
10.
10.
That's
damage.
More than I can take.
That's more than you can take.
I have 7 left.
Okay. Well, you're knocked down then.
I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're kind of dead. But you wanted to take on an orc by yourself. It didn't work out exactly as you wanted. So you get knocked down. And you have to do a saving throw.
We're
out of combat now because you've just been knocked down to the ground. So let's leave that a second. Let's play out the rest of the scene here. Mm. You're down on the floor unconscious. Mm. And what happens is you pretty much have been defeated as a group. The only person left is Crutlin, who is back resting.
Oh, yeah,
you told him to rest.
Yeah, I told him to rest and then to come in when he's feeling better.
Okay. Do you want Crutlin to come along? When he's feeling better?
Yes, please.
Okay, but first, it's going to take a while, because he's not going to come riding in, so let's play out the rest of this scene.
Okay.
Shafire is dangling down there. Melamin comes up to the orc and says, it looks like you're like mostly dead on the floor, you're like laying on there unconscious, so you don't know all this happening. Melamin says, it looks like our work here is done. They just leave you on the floor. Because you're just a minor thing.
Yeah.
Melanin says, I think it's time to finish him. And what the orc does is go back, take a running jump, and he jumps across the whole thing. Because, you know, orc's big and strong. Manages to jump across there. And he takes his axe and he swings it at the rope. The rope is cut and Shafire drops to the floor. Deep down below and hits the floor with a wet thwoop onto the floor below.
No. Why is this happening?
Because
making us all die.
I'm not making you all die.
You
no.
Do.
Shafai is down on the floor, okay? Mm. And the orc jumps back across and they head off back. Across the thing. So now we can do some
saving. Exit.
That's the way out. That back through that other way is the way out.
Okay.
But they're gone. You won't see them again anymore. But now Crutlin comes along.
Yeah.
Crutlin comes along, and he finds the ropes, these chopped up ropes there.
Yeah.
But there's a big thing. He's a big guy, and he goes, "I can jump across here," and he gives it a go. He gets a 7.
He fails.
No. It doesn't have to be a failure because he's got his rope. He tied himself on, but he fails to jump across the thing, so he doesn't get to you. So let's do this thing. What is it? You have to get a plus. So you do roll a dice. Here we go. Successes and failures and deaths now because you're dead. Roll the dice. If you get
D20.
Yeah. If you get plus 10, if you get more than 10, that's good. You get a save. So you get one success. If you get 3 successes before 3 failures, you survive, and we can bring you back to life again.
Yeah. If not, I'm dead.
If not, you're dead. But it's fine. We can make this work. You'll probably survive. Crutlin realizes now there's some extra rope, and it kind of reaches down a little bit further down to where Shafire fell. And Shafire, he got a save as well. That's very handy. And when he reaches down to the bottom there, he says to Shafire, "Do you have anything?" But Shafire is unconscious. And he's like, "I can't do anything." But he finds a little vial of health there, and he tries putting it against Shafire's
lips,
and nothing happens. And he's like, "Okay, this isn't working. Let's see what Laurelin," because he spotted you across the thing when he got up there.
Yeah.
So he climbs back up the rope. He fails. So let's do another failure. So what do you get?
10.
Is it 1 to 10 and then 11 to 20? I think that's a failure. So right now I'm 1 failure. Strength. So this time, let's say he manages to climb back up to the top.
Yeah.
And he jumps across.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to keep doing this loop over and over and over. And he finds you and he puts a little bit of this vial to your lips.
Yeah.
And and he manages to save you, and you have 1 hit point. You revived. Let's bring you back to life, and with 1 hit point.
What does that mean?
So you're almost dead. Yeah, no, you're at one hit point. So rub those out. You have literally one hit point left. Right. So if anything happens to you,
I'm dead.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die. All right.
I don't need to continue failure. This death saves things.
One, two. Shit. Okay. Unfortunately, if this next one, Shafir dies. Nope. And. Oh well.
No, Shafir dies?
Shafir doesn't die.
Okay.
Because he has magical insurance included. And while he said the vials don't work, he does actually have a magical item on him.
Okay.
And his magical item is his marionette bear. His bear puppet. You remember his bear puppet?
Yeah.
And he is attached to this. This is actually attached to him by these magical threads.
Okay.
And the spirit of Shafir leaves his body, his dead body, but it goes into his magical bear marionette.
Okay.
And you hear this little voice from down below going, "Guys! Guys, something's wrong! This wasn't meant to happen like this! We were meant to be able to kill the goblins and the orc, no problem at all!" And you look over the edge, you've got one hit point, Crutlin's got like, what, five or something like that. And you look down and you see a little bear, a marionette bear, with some strings coming off it, but he brushes his things away and his strings fall away. And Crutlin lowers down his rope and this little marionette bear's claws just dig into this rope, and without anything, because it's the same size as like a small cat, you know, and like a really small thing, he just pulls him up, pulls this little bear up.
Yeah.
And Crutlin says, Who are you? Who are you? What's going on? And that you recognise him because he's got like the same voice, but just the high, like a few octave higher pitches of Shafir Battleheart. Mm. And Shafir Battleheart is now a small marionette bear, bear marionette.
Okay.
And he's like a little Pinocchio, kind of like wooden frame underneath with sort of like bear pelt. It's actually made out of like a rabbit skin, is actually what it's made out of. Okay. And you've fought this bear many times.
Yeah.
And there's this little bear, and Shafir says, "Well, this wasn't what I was expecting today."
Oh no. You should have told me that this guy is like an evil...
Well, I just thought he was a wimpy elven lord who was too foppish to do anything properly. I didn't know he was going to employ some orcs and goblins and lure me in here and try to kill me.
Well, Crutlin, I guess you were right all the way along.
Crutlin's like, "Those fucking elves! You mean this was all him? He did this?" And it turns out, yes, the elf was all along,
the bad guy here.
Was the bad guy here. So Crutlin was right. And so all three of you make your way out of the mountain.
Yeah.
Make your way back down to Shafir Battleheart's Dengineering Academy, magical insurance included, where you all get healed up to full hit points and stew over the lessons that you have learned about trust and about combat. But you did really well with those goblins and stuff like that. You did very well with that. Crutlin didn't, so he's staying probably at level one. Shafir is now a bear marionette, which I did not see coming at all, but that's the way it's going to go. So you now have two companions. One is a bear marionette who you can carry on your shoulder, who has the same spells as him. Probably not that good in battle, but he's got some thundering...
Can he still die?
We'll see. We'll see about I'll have to work out what a magical bear marionette creature character is going to do. Shafir Battleheart probably not going to be that good at dungeoneering anymore.
I mean
dungeoneering teaching. And maybe he is going to want to track down the person who killed him and turned him into a bear, but that will be an adventure. A future adventure for Crutlin Carter, Laurelin Woodsheart, and Shafir Battleheart. I guess we've got Woodsheart and Battleheart, but that's what happens when you use an online random name generator to name your characters.
Yes.
So I think that's it. Did you enjoy the thing?
I'm totally like...
What?
Exhausted.
You're exhausted. I can see you. You're just like, no, you're killing us in characters again. So, yes, I didn't know that was going to happen. I thought three goblins and an orc would be, you'd be easy. Fine. But, yes, it turns out Crutlin, again, he is your meat shield. He is your...
But he's also my weak spot.
He's your weak spot because, again, I can't just take over and get him always to do the best thing, because if I'm then I'm just playing against myself. You have to control this thing.
Yeah.
So in the next game, that if we do this again, if you'd like to do this again, you think it'd be fun? You've got to take a little bit more control over your dungeoneering party.
Okay.
You now have you as a cool person who can do cool two-handed fighting and acrobatics and like never gets hurt by anything.
Yeah.
You have a big shield guy who is going to obviously he's going to have to get better at fighting at some point.
So I have to train him.
You've got to help train him, and also you've now got like a magical animal puppet companion who can sit on your shoulder and cast spells. So you've got three different sizes. You've got full big human.
Yeah.
You've got you, who's like a halfling, and then this bear marionette, which is sort of like quarter your size, like cat size or something like that. So he can now be, he can now go with you. So if you want to go on further adventures, but you've got to be more in control of what's going on here.
Okay.
Shafire, I can throw out magic spells and healing spells and stuff like that in the future to help you out. But you and you've got to be the clever one. And Crutlin, it doesn't look like he's getting better. It doesn't look like he's getting more intelligent. He might be a bit of a liability, but he's part of your gang now. You've had this bonding moment where you've died together, and you left him behind, and actually he came and saved you and gave you some healing potion to stop you dying there and things like that.
Yes.
Didn't work for Shafire down the bottom. But I think that's good. All right. Let's wrap it up there, and we can it's like 8:30, so let's go for dinner.
Yes.
How long did that take? Was that like an hour and a half?
2 hours?
Yeah, an hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Good job we recorded that. Whee. That might be a podcast.
Maybe.
I'm not sure if I'm going to bother
that's
editing.
Interesting?
I don't think I'm going to edit it. If I want to put it out, it's probably going to go out mostly unedited. Right, I'm going to press stop.